Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years and now doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years and having fun every day. Today's topic is 75-year-old dentist going full steam ahead, not sure what to do about selling his dental practice. So we'll get into that. As you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in 22 states, just opened up Alabama. Going to Louisiana, I think, next. And we're just covering the country. Now, you can reach us from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time at 201-663-0935. And our website is, and we work 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. Now, our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So give us a call. Everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. If you're thinking about selling to the big DSOs, call us first. They often pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. And we're the in-between person. Doesn't cost you anything. We can help you navigate the waters, know who the best DSOs for you to work with. They pay my fees, my commission, so same commission from all of them. Give us a call, we'll help you with that, guide you accordingly. And we're the, you know, we have CPA accounts. With my experience, we can be right in there helping you and your attorney negotiate. And we know the best attorneys to recommend to you. Now also, if you work with us, we'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. I think this is a big help to you, and keep, you know, take a little burden off you. It's based on certain criteria, but get your fees paid. All right, at closing, reimbursement success. So anyway, 75-year-old dentist, three hygienists, grossing $2.2 million. Says, I'm going like gangbusters. Why should I sell? I said, well, I understand. Maybe it's an idea to sell, but to keep working. We could sell to a large DSO and they'll keep you there 3 to 5 years. We'll have to, you know, at one point get an associate in, pick up the slack and so forth. But you love working. This way you sell, you get all your money. Don't forget, you got your money tied up in the practice. It's earning you an income, but it's not earning you any interest, right? $2 million practice is going to sell for over $2 million. You get at least $2 million at closing in your pocket, or $1.9, $1.8. That's like $100,000 a year in passive income, just an interest, not doing anything. So your dental office is working for you. That is one of my advice. Sell to a DSO. You're going to work. They're going to ask you 3 to 5 years, maybe a 3-year three because you're a little older. They'll try to get an associate to phase him in. But if you can give them 3 full years with your hygienist and everything, I mean, you could do great. Excuse me, it is sunny in Pennsylvania. Woo! You could do fantastic. That is one. The other alternative is you sell now to a private doctor. You'll get less money, but you get all your money up front. They don't do any holdbacks. And your practice is going to pass on to a familiar face. It's not a corporate entity. It goes to the next succession guy. His name is going to be on it. He takes over. But you're going to get a lot less money selling it privately. However, privately will not hold money back. You get all your money up front, but the money you get up front compared to a DSO, it's still less than the DSO is going to make as a down payment. Usually, every deal is different. Of course, you got to talk to your accountant, your attorney, and get different opinions. But what do we tell this doctor? The question is, you know, is his savings enough that he can retire? If you could retire or close to it, just get out. Don't even think about it. But you may want to continue working because 7 days a week vacation is not always the greatest. You get home, fight with the spouse, you don't know what happens. So you could do that and just continue the work. Now the pressure is off you. Come Friday afternoon, you know, you're not exhausted as much because there's no payroll, there's no advertising, nobody quit. You don't have to deal with the leases, the landlords. It's like, forget it. None of that stuff you have to do at all. So these are things you should be thinking about. You go private, get less money, all of the burdens off you, get all your money up front, there's no holdback. You got a kid that you mentor, a younger person that you can mentor. So that's something to think about. On the other hand, you'll get less money. But you sell to a PPO, it's a whole different story. All right? It's whatever you're comfortable with. So check it out. Call us if you have questions. Every deal is different. Every scenario is different. But we're here to help you, even if it's just some friendly advice. All right, team, signing off now, and away we go. It is beautiful out here in Pennsylvania. Man, this fertile land. I like it out here. Went to college here, you know. All right, signing off in Pennsylvania.